I'm friends with some celebrities. They're human just like us, as you well know. You meet them all the time. They just happen to be on TV more than most people. I don't know if celebrities have a common theme. I would say they have a common dysfunction. And here's what it is. Many celebrities begin life looking for attention to supplant the void of love that was not introduced in their life. Let's take Michael Jackson as an example of someone who I was close to. Michael had a lot of decency to him. I actually lament what he did to his life. There was a gentleness to him. There was a softness to him. In many ways, he was the atypical celebrity. But what ruined him? Well, by his own admission, so I'm not revealing anything here, Michael felt very deprived of affection as a boy. He felt that he was sent to rehearse with his brothers in the Jackson 5 instead of being allowed to play on the monkey bars. He felt his father was his manager rather than his dad. So when you're deprived of love, which is something given to you unconditionally as a gift, you seek to compensate with attention. Love is something you get for what you are, and attention is something you get for what you do. So Michael had to do. So the first thing he did was he expressed his talent through song and dance, and he got a lot of attention. But what happened when people sort of got used to it? You're on the world stage for 10 years. Now other younger stars can do a little bit of what you can do, and they're getting a lot of attention. Now you need to show, how do I get attention? Now I have a giraffe, and now I have Bubbles the Chimp, which is my best friend. And now what happened is that you start doing things that are strange because it still gives you the attention. We saw the same thing with Anna Nicole Smith, who made her life into a train wreck until it wasn't funny anymore. So it's a common dysfunction that celebrities have.